Here on slide 24, we see the image of how the pseudo range, the PRN code, functions, and it's some similarities to what we discussed with the EDM. You see here that in the green, the satellite signal coming down is a square wave from code states minus 1 plus 1, which correspond to the 0 and 1s of the previous slide. And in the receiver, there's a replica of a portion of that code, a portion of the CA code. Just as we had with the EDM, holding a replica back home to compare to the incoming signal. But in this case, of course, the signal is coming directly down from the satellite and is received at the GPS receiver. The GPS receiver has this piece of replica code that functions something like a key in a lock. It tries to put that code and match it to correlate it with what's coming in from the satellite. Now, the way it does it is shown here in terms of multiplication. Minus 1 times minus 1 is plus 1, and you see this little calculation, and 10 divided by 10, these 10 little multiplications divided by 10, in this particular case, at the upper tier, equals a plus 0.4, meaning that it is not 1. You see, when it is exactly 1, when this calculation is exactly 1, that's when there is correlation. There's a time shift here. You notice how the blue square wave can be shifted over. And there it is in the lower tier, shifted over, and matches correlation. The calculation does result in a plus 1, and therefore the key fits in the lock, and the receiver knows that it is correlated to the incoming signal. The interesting thing about this is that that time shift for correlation gives the receiver the amount of time, the amount of elapsed time, that it took the signal to come from the satellite to the receiver. Obviously, if the receiver knows the elapsed time, it knows the frequency of the signal, and therefore it knows the distance. Success. This is how the pseudo-random noise PRN code functions. This is the way that the distance is derived, by solving the time that it took the signal to come from the satellite to the receiver. As it says here, to conceptualize the process, one can imagine two codes generated precisely the same time, identical in every regard, one in the satellite and one in the receiver. The satellite sends its code to the receiver, and on its arrival, the two codes don't line up. They're not correlated. The receiver then generates that replica code, and it shifts it until it fits into the received code. The time it took the signal to make the trip to the receiver is that amount of shift. And therefore, this is the solution. Now, if this was the whole story, we'd be done. And, of course, it isn't the whole story.